The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vov Amud Aleph, the Mishnah starts off, Shever Odom is a chovitz lecho lemeno groigros, ubilvad shlo is kavin lasis kli. There's a barrel, and inside there's groigros, that's dried figs, and he wants to eat from it. He doesn't have a way to open it up. I guess the lid is tightly sealed. He's allowed to break open the barrel in order to take out the teinim, the groigros, to eat them. But when he's breaking the barrel, he should be careful not to be miskaven, not to want to make it into a kli, because you could break it in a way that it shapes as if a new kli, the barrel is able to be used again in the place where he broke it. It's like an opening. So he has to be careful that he breaks it just randomly and not in a way that it should make it into a kli. Rashi says, Shoyber Odom Chobis Meleo Groigrois Besakin or Besaiv, you can take a knife or a sword and break the barrel. Lechole Mimeno Groigrois. Why? So Rashi says, Atam Dein be Mekalkil Shum Isur Beshabbos. There's no Isur to be Mekalkil on Shabbos. So Behemes, so Rashi says, that you're allowed to break things on Shabbos. The Ran says that we know that always there is a Isur. Rashi, he says, Pirsh Rashi, Dein be Mekalkil Shum Isur Beshabbos. We know that it says that anybody who breaks something is potter. It's not called a melacha. It's not meleches machsheves, but isur mi'ayikin. It's also to do a mekalkel chatchila. So how does it say that you're allowed to break a chovis? Elo, I know time a kiven the baal me mekalkel potter avalosor. Since all the time on Shabbos, so the mekalkel is potter avalosor. That means it's mutar midoraisa, but midorabonon it's also. So therefore, if you're mekalkel, if you ruin something, you're potter from aonesh. Avalochem mishum tzerech Shabbos shori lechatchila. Here, because it's a tzerech Shabbos that you need to eat the grogros on Shabbos, so the rabbonim are matir lechatchila to be mekalkel the chovis in order to take it. Miu kishal yedavke beklikotam, davke na small kli, de leshaych bebinyan vestire. Aval bekli godoy loy, a big kli, you're not allowed to break open, because there's a inyan of binyan vestire. Two of the malachas on Shabbos, one is binyan to build something, and one is called stira, that you're breaking something. And also the Mishnah says, Soser is a mekalkel, really shouldn't have been a malacha, but if you're soser al menas livnos, you're breaking something in order to prepare the area to be able to build. Let's say you have a building, you're breaking the building in order to make way for a new building to come up. That's called soser al menas livnos, so that's not called a mekalkel, that's called a mesakin. And the Gemara says that in the Mishkan also there were such things as soser al menas livnos, just like we have a malacha kireya al menas litvar, you tear a part of a beged in order to sew it up better. So you're tearing it as a mekalkel, but since you're doing it kedei to be metakin, to fix something, and it'll be better, some say it has to be the tikkun more than the kilkul that was before. So that's called a tikkun. So the Ran says, the Gemara always says there's a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, if there's binyan vestira bekelim, that means in a building that's on the ground always, there is binyan and stira. You could build and you could break it. That would be called two melochas. But when we're talking about kelim, utensils that are not part of the ground, just kelim, so that's not called building. It's not like in the Mishkan, if you build something, a house or something on the ground. So there's ein binyan v'stira bekelim. Some hold in the Gemara that yes, binyan v'stira bekelim. So the Ran says that since ain binyan v'stira bekelim, it's by small kelim. By big kelim, we say yesh binyan v'stira bekelim, and it says already in the Shulta Giborim, Mishem Durum Turmas Adesh, and Dar Zorua, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, that if there's a kli that's 40 saw big, that's called a big kli, and there is a binyan v'stira bekelim. So the Ran says, Rashi says that Shever Odom is a chovis because you're allowed to be mekalkel on Shabbos. And the Ran says that you're not allowed to be mekalkel on Shabbos, but since kilkul is only a isur midrabbonon, so when it comes to tzorech Shabbos, you're allowed to, and that's only if ain binyan v'stira bekelim. So we're talking about small kelim and not big kelim. Tosfos here asks if you're allowed to break a chovis in order to eat teinim. There's a Gemara in Eruvin that it says nesono b'migdol, you put a eruv into a closet, in those days called a migdol, v'noel befonov, and he locked it. And v'ov adam avteach, he lost the key. So that means like this. The ikar din of Eruv is, you put a Eruv in the end of 2,000 amos outside of the city. It means as if you, that's where your Shabbos is. From there, you have 2,000 amos to every side. So it gives you an extra 2,000 amos to walk out of the city. So you have 4,000, 2,000 till the Eruv from the city, and another 2,000 from your Eruv out to the far side. And it has to be that this Eruv, the bread that you put for an Eruv, that means that's where your Shabbos is, that's where you were kona your place for Shabbos, has to be accessible in Ben Hashmoshes. And why? As Shabbos is coming in, you're able to have access to that piece of bread to be able to eat it. If it's in a place where you cannot get to it, let's say you put it in a bor, a hole in the ground that's 100 amos deep, and you can't get to it, so it's not an Eruv. It has to be that you're there where your food is, that's where you are. So if you put it in a closet and you locked it, and you don't have the key, you lost the key, so it's not accessible when Shabbos comes in, so it shouldn't be an Eruv. But the Gemara says, I raise the Eruv. So the Gemara asks, why is it an Eruv? Because that means you lost the key. The Gemara says it's still called the Eruv. So the Gemara in Eruvin asks, Amai, why is it called the Eruv? Hu b'mokemecho, the Eruv hoi b'mokemacheru. You can't have that the Eruv is in one place and he's in another place where he can't get to it. And here he can't get to the Eruv. So how is it the Eruv? So the Gemara there answers that it's talking by a closet that you're, some kind of a cupboard or a closet that's made out of stones that are not glued together, not cemented together, so you're allowed to break it open and get the bread. So Tosfos asks, why do we have to go through all these terutzim and say that it's talking by a migdol shel levanim of stone, and it's lefi Reb Meir that you're allowed to break it open, it's not called stira because it's not cemented. But here in the Mishnah it says you're allowed to break a chavis in order to eat the grogros. So the same thing by Eruv, you should be able to break the closet to be able to get to the food. So lefi Rashi, that mekalkel is mutar, so of course it's a kasher, you'll be mekalkel and ruin the closet in order to get the bread. So it's called huvei ruvo b'mokom echot. And Tosfos is asking, so just like by chavis you could break it over there, also you could break it. And then Tosfos says, that in basal lechalik, if you would want to make a difference, bein etilas oeruv lenetilas agrogros, that there's a difference. To take out the grogros from the chavis is mutar, but to take out the eruv from the closet is also. So what would be the difference? So the Marsho says, the difference would be because netilas grogros utzeirech achila mamish. You want to eat the figs and you want to take it out. That's why it's mamish tzeirech achila of Shabbos. Mashenke netilas eruv delav tzeirech achilu. To take out the eruv, you don't really want to eat it now. You don't really need to take it. It just has to be that you're able to take it. So to break the closet now wouldn't be like a tzorech Shabbos. It's not a tzorech of eating it now. You just need to break it in order that the Eruv should be Eruv. So maybe we would be mechalik and say such a tzorech, this kind of tzorech Shabbos, which is not a real tzorech Shabbos, maybe that would be also. The Marshal learned a little different. The Marshal says it's dochak. The Marshal says, Nihi demutar leshaber mikol mekom kol zman shelo shiber amrin anhu b'mokimechot ve'eruvoi b'mokimachet sharei yusosum ve'eno emid leshaber. So he says that ein hachanami, it's mutar to break the closet and it's mutar to break the barrel. So by the barrel you could break it and eat it. By the eruv it means that you're able to get to the eruv, but here you didn't get to it. You didn't break it yet. So meantime, it's u'b'mokimechot ve'eruvoi b'mokimechot. The Marsho says it's a dorchak, and he learns different, like we said, that the tzorech of Shabbos by a eruv is less than the tzorech Shabbos of a chavis. So Tosfos says that we're not going to be mechalik. Because if so, why didn't the Gemara be mechalik, and why does the Gemara have to say that a eruv is because it goes like Reb Meir, that it's talking by levanim, and you could break open the closet. He could have said the Gemara could have said that that chilik is not a chilik, and it is domed to a chobis. And since the Gemara doesn't say that, assuming that chobis and eruv should be the same thing. So then Tosva says that the chiluk between the al Gemara of chobis, that it's mutar to break the barrel, and the Gemara and eruvin, the difference is because of the Gemara and beta. We have a sugya and beta. And thus, lamed gimel omed beis, the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer holds, the Mishnah starts off on Amad Aleph, Rabbi Lezer, you're allowed to take a piece of wood that's in front of you to be able to clean out your teeth with that little toothpick. Even though it wasn't made to be a toothpick, it's just a plain piece of wood, you're allowed to, on Yontif, take it and use it. Then the Gemara says that Reb Lezer is gozer. If you take a piece of wood, let's say that it's from Tavlin, from Besomim, and if you rub it between your fingers, it makes a reach, so that you're allowed to do. But if you want to cut from it, you cut the sides of it, and then it gives off a good smell, that you're not allowed to. Why? Because it's a gzera that you might cut it to shape it, that it should be roy to clean out your teeth. And to make it, to clean out your teeth, would be a Isur D'oraisa. So Mimela the Rabbanan goes there to cut it for a Besomim is also awesome. So the Gemara asks, Amai Shno Me'od Etnan, why were the Rabbanan goes there, that you're not allowed to cut the sides of this little stick in order to smell it, because it's a Gzeira to that you might shape it into a toothpick. You're a person to break a barrel to be able to eat from it. You're not allowed to be mechaven to shape it into a kli. And over there, when you're not shaping it into a kli, you're just breaking it at random to take out the grogros, that is mutar. So we weren't go there auto making a kli. So the same thing, it should be by a kisam, lachsus, that you want to shape it, you want to cut the sides in order to smell the good smell from it, and you shouldn't be go there, also that you might make it into a kli, lachsus b'shino. So the Gemara at the end of the sugya says that it's talking by Bemis, we are go there, also making a kli, but kitanya ahi b'mustiki. That means that Gemara that's talking that you're allowed to break a chobis, that's mutar, that's talking by mustiki. Bemes, we all go there, if you're not making a kli, or to making a kli. But by the Mishnah of Shevar Chobis, we're not go there, maybe you'll make a kli, because it's talking by mustiki. Rashi says it's a Chobis Shubuo, and you glue it on with a kind of glue that's called mustiki. And nowadays, chewing gum, which also is something that sticks, is also called mastic. It might be taken from this Gemara. Rashi says, since it's a barrel that was broken and the pieces were glued together with this thing that's called mustiki, so Memela, we're not choshesh, maybe he'll come to make a kli, because since it's such a bad shape, this chavis is already a broken chobi, so he's not going to come to cut it in a shape it in a certain way to become a kli, so we're not goes there. So in that case, a chobi is mutar. So Tosfos says that the sugya Neruvin is talking by a migdol, a closet that's a good kli, and when you cut it, you might cut it in a way that it shouldn't ruin the kli, only it should be shaped in a way that you could use that place where you cut. So it's also kli, so we're goes there not to break it open. But a chobis is talking, our sugya, like the sugya in Beit, is talking by mustiki, that is a chobis that's all broken. Only it's glued together, so memela, over there you're allowed to chop open the chobis, and we're not koshish, maybe he will make a kli out of it. So if so, I imagine that the end of the Mishnah where it says, Shoy v'odam as a chobis literally meno groigros ubilvad shelo iskaven laso iskli, lefi that means, either Lefi Rashi, that you shouldn't have Kavona to make a Kli. Rashi says, we're not Choshesh, we're not goes there, maybe he'll do it. But if he would do it, it would be Osir. So that's what it means. Bilbachli is Kavin Lasus Kli. Tosus brings down Pirish Rashi de Loi Hashino Le Tikun Kli, Doil Bere Uo Halbe Yochus Oleo, the Shemo Yikal Kilachovis, Boise Nekem Lechola Poches Sheyuchal. Tosfos learned in Rashi that the Pshat in Rashi is, since it's such a bad shape of a Chovis, so he's not going to go shaping anything in the Chovis because he might ruin the whole thing, it might fall apart. So Memele is not going to do it. It's a little bit different than what we said before in Rashi, what's Mashma in Rashi. And then he says, Rabbi Yitzchak Pirish b'maseches Eruvin, d'kivon she'medubokim b'zefes, v'ein achatichos shleimos, le'yavishum tikun kli. So the relearns that it's not a kli, it doesn't have a shem kli, and the chatichos are not shleimos, it's all glued together. So Memele, there's no tikun kli, even if you'll fix it, as Mashma says, even if you'll fix the kli, it still wouldn't be called a kli. It's interesting to point out that in the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down this din, it brings it in this fashion that it's called by Mustiki, Shin Yudalad, in Ilchus Shabbos, the first sif, Ein Binyan v'stira bekelim. There's no melocha of binyan or stira in kelim. V'animili, that's all, she'enu binyan mamish, to go in chovis. That it's not a real binyan, like we're talking about a barrel, shenish b'ro, that it was a broken barrel, v'dibek shvorel b'zefes. You're allowed to break it to take out what's inside. Why? Because since it's a broken chavis anyway, so it's not a tikkun. Ubilvad, then the Shulchan Aruch is mamshich, and he says, Bilvad, shelo yechavin lenakvo nekev yofe sheyeh lo lepesach. Dinkein avalei metaken mone. They shouldn't be mechavin to make a nice hole where he could stick his hand out and take out the figs. If he makes a nice hole, it would be a metaken mone, it would be a malocha of makeh bepatish, of mesakin. So that's interesting to point out that l'chura l'fi the pshat of Tosfos b'mustiki, that he says in Beitza, that since it says a chovis that's enachatichos shleimus la'avishum tikun kli, so l'chura would be mutar even to make a pesach yofe, because since it's such a broken chovis, anything you'll do in it is not called a tikun kli. And Bamis the Shulchan Aruch is going l'shitas Tosfos that our sugya of Shoyber as a Chovis is bemustiki, like the sugya in Beitza. So if so, why shouldn't it be mutter to make a nekev yofe? In Tosfos itself, lule the Shulchan Aruch, I would imagine that what would be the end of the Mishnah, milvach leis kavin las is kli, even if he would be mechavin, it wouldn't be called a kli, or means milvach leis kavin las is kli, if it would be a Chovis, it's not a mustiki, so then it would be also. It's a little bit of doichak in the lashon, but l'chura l'fi Tosfos we would have had to say that. And in the Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting to know if the Shulchan Aruch is going dafka l'fi the pshat of Rashi in Mustiki, why it's not called the tikkun. The Korban Asanel here points out the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Chof Gimel, in Ilchos Shabbos, the first halacha says, "Ho'ise nekev she'u osu ilachnis ulohoitzi kegoin nekev shebelul shel atar negoilim she'u osu ilachnis oiro ulohoitzi ahevel." That's at the end of the daf. The Gemara brings down that any nekev that you make that's a malacha has to be osri lachnis uloitzi. The Gemara says on the bottom, there's a machlokas, the Gemara brings down, tonu rabbonon, the bottom of the daf, tonu rabbonon, ein nekvi nekev chodosh b'shabos, you can't make a new hole in a kli, because some is sakin, bimbo loisiv moisiv, if there is a hole in the kli, you're allowed to make it wider to be moisiv on the hole, the eshemrim ein moisiv, and says a machlokas, if there is a hole, if you're allowed to be moisiv and make it wider, v'shovin, if there was an old hole and it was stopped up by something, so that's not called any pe'ula, it's not called a malach, and you're allowed to open up. If we would be talking about a hole in a porch, let's say in the winter, sometimes the drain pipe, which lets out the water from the porch, the rainwater, it goes into a garden. So sometimes it's stopped up from the whole summer from dirt and leaves that fall into it. So to stop that up, that's not poshut that should be mutter. Here the Gemara is talking about a kli. Over there it's bekarka. It could be worse because it's bekarka. It could be a stira. Also, it could be that what's stopping it up, what's blocking it, is tight inside, and maybe it would be also. Also, when you let out the water, it goes into a garden. It could be mashke. So So what we're talking now is only about a kli and not about a garden and not about a porch. The Tanakhama that says that a nekev chodosh, a new hole, and a kli are not allowed to do. So why you're allowed to be mois if it's also metaken pischa tzatikun? Or my rabbi, so rabbi says, dval toiro, kol pesach, sheino yosu ilachnis uloitzi, eino pesach. Any pesach that you're doing minatora that should be called a malochas dafka, that something goes in and something goes out. Let's say a door of a house. People go in and people go out. Or the Gemara says when your mapis morsa, when there's a sewer and you have to open it up to make a pesach, that the pus should go out. So machnis avir, the air should go in and the pus should go out. So that's called a pesach that's machnis umoitzi. But any pesach that's only loitzi and not lachnis, rabbonon u degozor mishum lul shel tarnegolim. The rabbonon were gozer because if you're allowed to make a pesach that's only moitzi, you might make a mistake. And in taking a chicken coop, they need holes that air should go in and light should go in, and to take out the bad smell, the air that's stuffy inside. So the male of the hole, then olul shel tarnegolim is lachnis uloitzi. But people don't realize that it's lachnis uloitzi, and they'll think since it's mutar to make a hole that's only loitzi, so they might make a hole olul shel tarnegolim, and that's a deraisa. So male of the rabbanim goes there. But lahoisif is mutar. Why? Because by a lul shel tarnegolim, you'll never make the hole bigger. Mishum richashe. Richashe, so Rashi says, it could be insects or bugs or mazikim that could come in and be mazik the tarnegolim. So you make a hole just small enough that should be just for the air and not for other things to come in. So memela, by lul shel tarnegolim, you'll never be moisif. The rabbanim weren't gozer lefi the tanakam. And if the other mandomer says that you are goyzer, that you might be moisif. Sometimes by lul shel tarnegolim, he didn't make the hole right, and you'll see that it wasn't so exact, so you'll want to make it wider. But kalpanim, the Gemara says that a hole, a pesach, has to be roi lachnis uloitzi. So the Rambam says, if one makes a nekev, shu osu lachnis uloitzi, ki goy nekev shebelula tarnegolim, shu osu lachnis oiro uloitzi ahevel, are izachayev mishumake bepatish. That's called makib epatish. That's a tikkun kli, a finishing of a kli. Lefichoch gozru al kol nekev afilu hoyo osu hoitzi bilvad oy lachnis bilvad shemo yovoy lasu is nekev shechayovin olam. Umipnei ze ein nukvin berichod is nekev chodosh vein moisifin boy. Aval poischi nekev yoshon. Then the Rambam in Halacha Bei says nukvin megufo shel chovis loitzi mimeno yain. בלבד שינקבנו מלמעלו, אבל מצידו אוסור מפני שהוא כמסכן כלי. שוי ורודה מסחוב יסלחול ממנו גרוי גרויס, בלבד שלא יסכוון לעשויס כלי. So the Rambam says, stom, that you're allowed to break a barrel to take out grow gross, but you shouldn't be מחוון with breaking it to make a כלי. So you see the Rambam doesn't say that it's talking by Chodesh Shavuot, it doesn't say it's talking by Mustaki, it's not like the Shulchan Aruch. And if so, the Rambam is, we have to know how the Rambam would be miyashiv the stira with Eruvin. If the Rambam says it's mutar stam to break a chovis, to take out grogros, so why by Eruv, the Gemara didn't say that it's mutar to open the migdom? It's called huv Eruv, oy b'mokei mechot. So the Kabbalah Nesano says first that, by Eruv, by a chovis, when you break it, it's something similar to what we said before in Tosfos. When a chovis, you're breaking it, you'll break it in order to take out the grogros. But by a migdol, kolzman, you didn't break it, so we say maybe you won't want to break it, so it's still not b'mokim echad. Then the Korban Asano says that to break a kli, and al yedei that to make a kli is called asiya shaloi kedalka. Al yedei breaking it, it's only a derabona. And it's not a doraisa. So when you're not mechaven to make a kli, so it's mutar belichavona. So memela, the Rambam paskins that it's mutar to break open a chovis, because even if you would make a kli, it would be shalei kedalka, and the Rabbanim were mako by that. Why in Eruvin? So he says, by Erevin, it's talking about a Kli Godol, like the Ran says. A Kli Godol is called Binyan Vestira. And a Kli Koton is like the Chobi says, Ein Binyan Vestira Bekel. So Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuva, he has a long Tshuva about this Sugya in Simen Kufchov Beis in the first Chelek in Arachayim. So he says on the Korban Asanel that the Ramba, that would be good, the Korban Asanel, if you hold Ein Binyan Vestira Bekelim. So Mimela, the Rabbanon weren't go there when you make a Kli Shalei Kedarkei. But the Rambam holds that Yesh Binyan Vestira Bekelim, because the Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Dalet in Shabbos. Ho'oise Nekev. No, the Rambam is Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says Ho'oise Oil Kavua Reza Told Us Boine V'chayev V'chein Ho'oise Klei Adomo Kikon Tano V'chov Is Kodem Shei Sofu Reza Told Us Boine V'chayev. So if you make a tanur or chovis, even before you baked it in the oven to finish the kli, it's called a boine and your chayiv, because like the Rambam says, a boine is you put together a lot of chalokim, like a lot of parts of dirt, and it becomes a kli. So the Rambam says it's chayiv. Rashi in Perek Lagodo says that a chovis and a tanur is not called boine because ain binyan vestirim bekelim, but the Rambam paskins that it's boine and chayiv, so he holds yesh binyan vestirim bekelim. So if said the Rabbanu would be goyzer on a binyan shalei kedarkoi, so he says the terrace of the Korban Asanel is not good in the Rambam, because the Rambam would go l'shitoso and there would be a Yisur Doreis. So Reb Moshe Feinstein has a new pshat in the Rambam, and I think I saw the same pshat b'shem Rabbi Sarzaman, the Stipler talks about in the Kilos Yaakov. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis, Aboine al gabe kelim potter. When you build on top of kelim, that means even if you build a house, if it's on top of kelim, so it's potter. It's like the Yerushalmi says that in the Mishkan there was boines, the Yerushalmi is, but they put the adonim first and then the kroshim into the adonim, so it's not a build al gabe karka. So the Yerushalmi says that there is there, but the Rambam paskins aboine al gabe kelim potter. So why? So Reb Moshe Feinstein says, so if each binyan bekelim, like a chovis and a tanner, you're building a kli. When you're building a kli, it's like a boin al gabe kelim, it should be also potter. Why does he say it's a boin and it's chayev? So therefore, Reb Moshe Feinstein says that there's a difference. If you're making a kli or building a kli, it didn't have a kli, shem kli yet, so that there is binyan bekelim, that's why the Rambam says a chovis and a tanner, hareze boin and chayev. Told us boine v'chayev. But if there already is a kli, just fixing it or fell apart and you had to glue it together, that's called binyan bikelim. Says a boine al gabe kelim, that it already was a kli, and to do fixing up in a kli is not called a boine, and it's, on that we say ain binyan bikelim. So Menele, the Moshe Feinstein says, so when, let's say, he has another pshat that it says in the Tosfos, that means he's answering another kasha. Tosfos says in Klal Godel, Dafai and Dalet Omid Beis, that Ein Binyan Vestira Bekelim is only when you do a Chelik of a Kli. When you do a whole Kli, a Binyan Gomor, so you all Chayiv, it's called Binyan Bekelim. Then Tosfos blives by Tzarchi, and he asks a Kasha, and he doesn't have a Teretz, that the Gemara says in Dafai and Zayin, a Menapech Bekli's Chuchis is Chayiv. Why a Menapech Bekli's Chuchis is Chayiv? And then the Gemara says, I'm an apech bekliz chuchis. He should be also chayev. Tosfos says he should be chayev because he's making a whole kli. So why is he potter? So Reb Moshe Feinstein says his medayik. He says Amenapech bikli zchuchis. He doesn't say Amenapech kli zchuchis. So bikli is mashma that he already had the shape of the kli, and he's only making it bigger or wider. So then it's not called a binyan bekelim. It could be called a makke bepatish. That's what they're suggesting. It should be chayv mishum boina. Why is he chayv only als makke bepatish? So the Reb Moshe says that. Yeah, here's the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek in Halacha Tezayin, Makke bepatish is chayev. V'chol oise dobar shu gemar melocha, reze told us Makke bepatish bechayev. Keitzad amenapech bikli zchuchis. So he's chayev Makke bepatish. So Tosfos says, let him be chayev also als binyan bekelim, like the Rambam himself says before, Chovis is chayev binyan bekelim. So he says it's called amenapech bikli zchuchis. That means already was a chelik of the kli, and I think the Stapler also says that. The Shem Rebbe says amen, maybe. That already was a tchol of a kli, so he's potter. But if he would do the whole thing, so then he would be chayiv al tzboine. Makke bepatish always will be. Also, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that it's the chiyuv, there's also a chiyuv of megaben gvina. If you put together a block of cheese from the parts, is called a boine. That's how the Rambam Paskins and Halacha Yud Gimel. B'chein amegabin es agvino areza told us boine. Be'enuchai v'achir gabin kigrui geres. Because all Oslin has all melochas have a shir kigrui geres. So he asks, if so, when you take cheese, a block of cheese, and you cut off a piece, if there was boine when you made the cheese, there should be soyser when you take apart the cheese. Why isn't it called soyser? So Reb Moshe Feinstein says, because once there's a kli, there isn't a binyan bekelim, only when you make a kli. So memele, each time you're soyser a kli, it's already bikli, there's already a kli. So since there's no boina in that, there's no soyser either. So memele, you're allowed to cut off a piece of cheese also. So we'll get back to our inyan. So Reb Moshe Feinstein says, so he says that if so, by Chodis, the Rambam that he says that ein, that yesh binyan vestira bekelim, what we said before from a Chodis is only when he makes the whole Chodis. But where we're talking in the Mishnah of Shoyver es a Chodis, over there already was a Chodis. Once there's a Kli, there's ein binyan vestira bekelim. There's a Gemara in Daf Mem Ches. It's also in Marcus Daf Gimel. The Gemara says, "Omar Rav Chista Pesach Beis Atzavo B'Shabes." It's Chayv Chatzis. So Rashi learns that you had a beged and you like tzitzis, but it didn't have the hole to put your head through it. So if you open that hole, you're Chayv Chatzis. You made a new hole in a beged that never had a hole. Why? Because he's making a kli. B'chayv mishumaki bepatish. It's a Gemara Melocha. So the Gemara asks, "Ma bin zele megufas chovis?" That's our Mishnah. That a person could bring a, but the Hemshech in the Gemara, that you could bring a chovis and cut off the head, and the head of the chovis, and bring for the archim the food that's inside. So why, by megufas chovis, you say you're allowed to make a hole? They chop off the head of the chovis, the top of the chovis. And by a beged, you can't make a hole. Amalei rov ze chibo ze nechibo. That by a megufo, by a chovis, it has a megufo, so it's not called a chibur, it's omed to take off, so memele you're allowed to chop it off. So, and a beged, the whole thing is one woven piece of cloth, so it's called a chibur, and when you open it, it's chayv chatos. So Rashi is mashmada, he's medame, taking off the megufo of the chovis, to opening a hole in a beged, and all the Rishonim and Tosfos here, he asks, what's the dimyan? What's the example? By Megufas Chovis taking off the lid, and by a beged he's opening a hole. So some want to learn the Ritva, and Marcus learns maybe Rashi means because since there is a Megufa, there is a hole, and he could take off the top. He didn't take off the top, but he could take it off. So maybe any hole, even if he chops off the Gufa Chovis, is already not a Melocha because you don't need it. And Tosfos here learns Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. That he's taking off is making a hole in the megufa. That means in the seal, the lid of the chavis. He's making a hole in that lid. So memela, it's the Gemara thought it's the same thing, like when a beged you make a hole in it, and then the Gemara says no, but the lid of the chavis is not really mechuber to the chavis, so the hole is not a real melacha. If you would make in the gufa chavis, then it would be a melacha, and it would be a demon to what Rashi is learning. But here the Gemara just thought maybe when you make a hole in the lid of the chavis, it's like making a hole in the beged. Then Tosfos says vim toima lo kula amaloi mechayv chatos. Because the lid, the hole in the lid of the chavis is a pesach, so you only lahoitzi the wine, but you don't need the air. Some rishonim say you do need to put air in kedei the wine should come out. But here Tosfos is asking that it's a pesach sheino yosi lachnisu lahoitzi. So what's the Gemara medame to base a tzavor that you opened up a beged that it's lachnisu lahoitzi, like the head should go in and out? So then he says, v'yesh lohimal dochi porich. That the kasha is kiva the mechayv is chatos b'pesach beis atzavo mishum dosi lachnis ulahoitzi since mechayv chatos. Excuse me, sorry. Since mechayv chatos since you're chayv chatos when it's also lachnis ulahoitzi, so by the beis atzavor it's also lachnis ulahoitzi is chayv chatos. So by megufa also, if would be also lachnis ulahoitzi, so would be chayv chatos. Hil kachash tenami sheino yosi elu lahoitzi hoyoleso midrabono. So Tosfos says since by beis atzavor it's also lachnis ulahoitzi, it's doraisa, and by megufa also it would have been doraisa. So memele, when it's not a osir lachnis loitzi, it should be a derabbanan. That was the kasha of the Gemara, and then the Gemara says ze chibur v'zein a chibur. That since it's not a chibur, the rabbanan weren't goyzo. But emes, it's a little bit it's hard to understand the Tosfos, because Tosfos says that the beis atzavor is chayev because it's osir lachnis loitzi lechura. If we're talking about makeh bepatish. By a beis atzavor, if the gemar of the beged would be a pesach that's not also lachnis loitzi, it would also be called makeh bepatish, or gemar the malach of the beged. Why do we need that the pesach of the beged should be dafka lachnis loitzi? That I'm not sure what the pshat is. The Ritva in Makis brings down another Rabbeinu Tam, a different pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, like what Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam over there. He learns that it's not talking about one woven piece of cloth and you're making a hole in it for a beis atzavor, only it's talking that you had a hole from before, only when you wash it, so they used to sew up the hole that it shouldn't fray. So memela, that sewing was aroi, it's not kovua, and Rav Chisda said to open it is called a chiyuv chatos, and on that the Gemara asks from opening a megufas chavis you take off the lid, it's a domit to taking off those stitches, or if there's a beged that is stitched on, and then the Gemara says the chibo v'zein a chibo. There's two Rambams. The Lechem Mishnah points out that the Rambam says if you make a nekev shosil in a nekev shel beluv shel tanegolim, you're chayv mishum makeh bepatish, and the Rambam in Perek Yud, he says, "Oisei nekev kol shu b'lul shel tanegolim chayv mishum boine." That's in Halacha Yud Daled, and then later he says, "Oisei nekev kol shu in Halacha Tezayin, oisei nekev kol shu ben beitz ben bematzas ben bebinim ben bekelim." Is it told us makeh bepatish b'chayv? So is it boine or is it makeh bepatish? So the Lechem Mishnah says b'doichak. He says that the Rambam holds it's both. It's also boine and it's also makeh bepatish. Tagos Maimonides says an interesting thing in Perek Chof Gimel. He brings a raya that ain't binyan vestira bekelim, because in Bamei Madlikim it says masikin bekelim, that you're that in Yontif you're allowed to use wood for firewood to heat up the house. You could use a kli, since a kli is not muktzah, so the wood of the kli, like a chair, you could put it into the fire and it's not muktzah. So the Tagos Maimonides says, but ain't stira bekelim. That means if you say that there's a stira bekelim, that there's a melecha stira. So when you put the chair into the fire, you're soiser. So how could you do it? So it's a siman that ain't stira bekelim. Comes Dor Samech and says, it can't be such a thing. It says, when you burn something completely, it's not called stira. Stira is called that you take it apart and you could build again on that place. Or he says, if you take a book and you burn it, you wouldn't be chayv mishum moichik. Moichik is only when you moichik the oishis and the book is still there, the paper is there. But to ruin something completely is not called melacha. It wouldn't be called melecha of stira. Just like by burning a book wouldn't be called melechas moichik. Pusech beis atzavor, Rashi says is makibe patish, and the Rambam, when he brings it down, he brings it down right where all the melachas of Korea is. So Tzluchura, the Rambam would hold it's called Korea, but the Chazon Ish says it's not muchrach. It could be the Rambam only brought it there because it's doime, but it's not dafke that's Korea. The Bir Halacha, in the end of Simen Shin Mem, says that why isn't it called Korea? Pesach beis atzavor b'Shabbos is not called Korea. It's called makibe patish. Should be Korea al menas litfor because he's making a tikkun with that Korea. You don't need al menas litfor dafke. You need a tikkun, and the tikkun is there because he could put his head through it. He could wear it. So he says that Korea is dafke b'tzura of mekalkel that has a tikkun. But over here, that the Korea itself is the tikkun, that's not called meleches Korea. So you have to say it's a different melech. It could be makibe patish. There's always the shaila if you're allowed to open a bottle top on Shabbos. They're all shaila because a bottle top, if it's made in a way that has a ring on the bottom, and when you break it, when you open it, it breaks the ring on the bottom and it enables you to take off the lid. If you don't turn it, you don't break the bottom part, the ring that's on the bottom that's attached to it, you won't be able to take it off. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that it's like the sugya and beitzah we said before. You take a kisam lachtzitz boshina, that you're shaping it in a smaller way that it should be able to fit in the cracks between the teeth. Before it was a bigger piece of wood and wasn't able to fit in. Now it is. So he says that this bottle top, till now it only fit on this bottle. Now when you open it up, you're making it into a kli that you're able to take it off and put it back on. Some others, Rav Avadya and Rav Fisher, they were matir to open bottle tops on Shabbos, and they said it's not called that you're making a new kli. The kli was there already. It's already a bottle top, and it's used as a bottle top. It's covering the bottle, and you're not making it into more of a kli by opening it up also. There's the Gemara here also, in Daf Kuf Mevov, that choisle shel tmorim, that's a certain kind of a basket that they used to keep tmorim in it. The Prima Godim, or the Rashi is mashma, that it's kedei to help them become ripe, so they wrap it in this kli. So that you're allowed to, on Shabbos, even tear it open to be able to get out the tmorim. So Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to rip it open, because even though it's a whole kli, it's not a mustiki, but he says, because it's like taking off shells from a nut. So this also is like a klipa, even though a person made it. If you have, let's say, Reb Moshe Feinstein says a can of sardines, is it called like choisles shel tmorim, since nobody uses the kli afterwards? It's you open it up and you throw it away. So it could be it's like choisles shel tmorim that you're allowed to open it up. But it's totally, if it's because like the Shulchan Aruch says, it's like wrapping it up in a klipa and you're allowed to open it up, maybe a can would be different. So the shaila would be, am I making a kli or not? So some people would make a hole in the bottom to be mekalka, and then when I open the kli, I'm not making a kli. Lechura, that would be even worse. I would think it would be worse, because when you're mekalka is also, like, not like Rashi, like the other Rishonim, so mekalka on Shabbos is also, so when you punch the hole in the kli, in the can of sardines, you're mekalka the kli. Kilkul is also, it is a kli, you're holding sardines in it, it's not that you're making a new kli. So it would be better, lechura, would be better just to open the can the way it is. The Chazon Ish is known that he says you're not allowed to open cans, but Moshe Feinstein is machmir in it. But it could be a terim from this siman and Shin Yudalad, Rebbe Fisher, I think, is matir.